All right, welcome to another episode of Flagship Digital Insights, hosted by myself, Ben Taylor, on Yotin International Radio. Today, we've got Becca in from Explore, and she's the founder. And we're going to be focusing a lot on automation and the power of it for marine businesses. So, Becca, I mean, go ahead, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Explore.
Absolutely. And Ben, thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting. I'm so excited to be on this new show, Flagship Digital Insights. I caught your first one with Rhea, and you got into some really interesting things about, you know, how do we change this virtual boat show kind of situation and make it lucrative and exciting for everyone, even if everything's online. So I'm really excited to see what you have in store and so grateful for the opportunity. I'm Becca. Becca Eisenberg. I'm the founder of Explore, like Ben said. Essentially, what we do is we improve the boat buying experience. So we make it very easy for buyers to find their perfect boat. We essentially provide a luxury user experience for our yacht broker clients. It's not like the old days where, you know, the broker had to fax over a brochure or call the buyer with details. We are actually giving boaters access to the information they seek. So it's all about helping the buyer take control of their buying experience by bridging the gap between boats and their future owners. How do we do it? Well, we've partnered with yacht brokerages, associations like IYBA. We're a Facebook data partner. So we guarantee exposure for our clients' listings to the right people at the right time. And it's so powerful now because it's really the only option, right? There's no boat shows. Your online business is essential. And even if we weren't amidst a pandemic, your online business has no bounds, right? It works when you're sleeping. It targets people thousands of miles away. There are absolutely no limits.
And you touched on something, but I mean, fax always makes me laugh because I've never seen fax. never needed one and probably never will. But I mean, you focus quite a lot on the consumer point of view and the luxury buying experience. Is that just because of the efficiency of the process for the consumers rather than the businesses?
Well, I always like to focus on the consumer. It's easier to understand in that way. But essentially what we're doing is we're connecting our clients who are yacht sales organizations, yacht sales individuals, like yacht sales and charter brokers specifically, and we're connecting them to the right people at the right time. We want to make it a very luxury experience from the moment someone goes online to, you know, seek information to inform their purchasing decision. So we're unifying the buyer and the seller in a very luxurious, high-end way where the user actually has more control. We all have little computers in our pockets these days, you know, we have so much access to information. And if I don't know you, I can't buy from you, right? So it's really just piecing together the boater with their perfect boat and their perfect broker that they can know and trust to walk them through the experience.
Yeah, and it's communication, and it is becoming really powerful. I mean, you see a lot of tech platforms now, really they're just aggregates of information and then just a beautiful user experience, and it acquires demand like there's no tomorrow. I mean, Amazon, they basically just nailed online e-commerce. That's it. And consumers, you want something oddball, bang, straight to Amazon, and you're there. So it's magic, and I see where you're coming from with Explore.
Absolutely.
So in terms of automation, the beautiful thing about automation is often saving people's time, but also doing a process a little bit better. So what's kind of possible with today's technology, and where do you see it going for marine businesses?
Well, Ben, anything. I mean, practically anything is thriving.
Once, automate it. That's
right,
that's
right. I mean, yacht captains use automation, right? You type in GPS coordinates to your destination, there you go. But with marketing and communications, we have to be careful because so much can be automated, but you run the risk of quality control. So that's definitely something that we have to take into consideration. How we ensure the quality is by only using brand approved content. So for example, I mentioned we partner with yacht brokerages or associations. they already have this beautiful brand content on the website, right? Approved brand content that's very high quality, you know, put together by the marketing team, et cetera. That's the only content that we share on our clients' behalf. So it ensures that everything that we share is beautiful, right? You just touched on like the user experience, this beautiful content. What we do is kind of more behind the scenes. So everything that our Yacht Brokers clients and prospects see is their brand. It's their business. We're just kind of the vehicle for getting that content in front of the right people. So here's an example of how we use automation to save our clients time. Connecting with new people can be automated. So you used to have to network, you used to have to go to boat shows, bring your business cards, cold call. Now you can automatically reach the right people at the right time just by getting your ads targeted on Facebook and Instagram. So this is one thing that we do for our clients. The best of the best yacht sales rock stars promote their businesses and inventory across the web, you know, on social media, email marketing, advertising, and this takes them hours to do so. So we do this all for them with automation. We tap into the systems they already have, like their networks on Facebook, for example, and we make them more powerful.
Right. Okay. And with that kind of system, so you do produce it once, but in the larger organizations, when you've got an army of brokers or anything like that, it's kind of taken out the process of doing it again and again and again. So at scale, I'm guessing this becomes really, really powerful, and you can kind of see the exponential value curve in large corporates where their marketing's got 10 different departments. And to align all that marketing and branding is really difficult. So do you often focus on having one common point of content creation to then roll out across the organization?
That's a great question. So let's take Fraser Yachts for an example. We have two brokers with Fraser Yachts. They produce absolutely exquisite marketing content, everything from luxury lifestyle news, you know, events, brokerage news, everything that's new to fleet, et cetera, et cetera. So they're doing a wonderful job. On the platforms for their two brokers, now every single ad campaign, every single marketing campaign, not only reaches the typical people that the brand reaches, right, from the brand website, brand socials, it's now in a very personalized and localized way also reaching their two brokers' networks, right? So it puts a face to the brand. It connects. I mean, these brokers already have wonderful existing networks of potential buyers, right? Clients and prospects. And we're re-engaging them. In addition to, I mean, it's a numbers game, you know? If you have one website and one social media presence, you could reach X many people. If you have 50 brokers and they're all promoting your business in this beautiful, localized, approved way, it's exponential how much you can amplify your reach, right? So let's talk a little bit about like the time saving element. I know you said, you know, can be this exponential thing. So yeah, we help our clients to quickly and automatically promote their best listing. So that saves them a few hours per listing. Okay, and we're talking about one listing here, okay? So the best and most successful yacht brokers are, with each listing, creating an email blast. With each listing, creating a targeted advertising campaign on Facebook, for example. With each listing, promoting that on LinkedIn. Okay, so this can take hours per listing. And imagine a broker with 10 listings or 30, you know? So Explore manages all of this for our clients. Whether you have one or 30 listings, you can be confident that you're providing the most ultimate white glove service for your clients, right? You're doing everything possible with very little time invested. And that's just for listings. So if, again, we're talking about Fraser has beautiful lifestyle content. We're not only showing all this gorgeous inventory, we're providing value, right? In terms of lifestyle, in terms of the yachting experience, because we're not really selling a yacht here or a charter. We're selling memories that, you know, you'll remember for the rest of your life. You're selling this high-end, ultimate luxury experience that's going to better your life and those of your family and friends that you bring on this experience, you know? So,
yeah. So, I mean, it's quite interesting because you're saying this this kind of omni-channel approach is so difficult to do because, especially in this industry, you've got brokers who are amazing at creating content, then you've also got the ones that are, they're not that good at it. Sorry. maybe they'll admit
it. Or they don't have time, or they don't have resources.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, all this. And expertise in other areas. Eh? So, so you've got that mix. But actually, if you have a tool like this, those two or three brokers who are actually really good at producing content can also provide value to the other brokers without the other brokers not doing so much. And then those other brokers also gain value by opening that channel, because it's something rather than nothing. And even if that something isn't so good, it's powerful. But if it is good, then it's opening a gate that's just unopened prior to that, right?
You know the phrase, high tide rises all boats. Have you heard that?
I heard that phrase, but I like
it. It's about, I mean, I truly believe in collaboration. I think that we can get much more done as a team working together.
Yeah.
You know, there's enough abundance to go around for sure. So to your point, I entirely agree. Also with two colleagues or partners online, you can cross promote your inventory to their buyers,
yeah,
you know, or sellers, or their inventory to your buyers. I mean, it's wonderful.
Yeah. And so with this type of technology, how far do you see it going? So at the minute, it's a lot of communications and things. We've not really touched too much on data. And then we've not touched on kind of having not just one piece of software, but actually a second piece of software or a third, and them all communicating together to kind of get this huge growth of value. So where do you think it will go, and what do you think it will do for the industry?
I mean, let's talk about Amazon. Let's talk about Etsy, digital sellers, you know, like this.
Yeah.
I think it's already taken hold of other sectors. I hate to say it. I feel that the yachting industry is a little bit archaic. I think that, you know, we're maybe 15 years behind real estate. But this is where it's going. And if we don't embrace this technology and digital, it's really limiting ourselves, you know? Your online presence has no bounds. So think about it. How many people are walking around a shopping mall right now during COVID-19 versus buying from Amazon? I think that I have bought, I mean, I'm embarrassed to say, maybe 26 items in the last couple weeks on Amazon, right? Yeah. Because I want to take control of my buying experience. I want to, you know, peruse all the items that they have and all the different prices and all the different sellers. And I want to take control of what I'm buying. I want it to arrive when I want it to arrive. I mean, you know, this is just an example, but I think this is happening a lot right now where people are using e-commerce and digital and communicating online to, you know, achieve most of the things in their lives right now. So that's exactly what we're doing. We're bringing in very simple tools. They already exist. I mean, we're not doing anything revolutionary. You know, we're taking the digital tools that work, social media, email marketing, advertising, websites, and we're tailoring them to meet the needs of today's yacht buyers and owners. So it's going to improve the industry because with an effective online presence, one broker can help 60 clients in a day instead of two or three, right? So any broker who has Explore brings ease, control, peace of mind to their clients and prospects. The buyer gets everything they want. The broker provides everything their clients could ask for with very little time invested.
Magic. Yeah.
Magic.
Yeah. And you can see it. I mean, in my life, I've ended up teaching my grandparents how to use online devices, video calls, just like this one, doing their online shopping and everything. And often, I mean, they're 80 odd. So often you come across this argument that, look, there's a huge wealth barrier to boating and yachting. And so obviously the clientele tend to be older, not quite that old. but I mean, they always come up with this argument of, hey, they're not so tech savvy, or they prefer the magazine. There's a different experience with touching a piece of paper and feeling it and having it on in their library for some time. And I think this is the perfect time, really, for the businesses to switch and really go wait, we don't have any choice. And you said it, the embrace, like you must embrace this because it's going to happen. It was already happening, but now it's so obvious that whoever doesn't, we'll get the reverse of everything we're saying. So you'll need the 60 brokers to do to do the work that two brokers may well be able to do in 3-5 years time.
Let's talk about that too, because our target market, the largest group of people that we reach, voters, are 55 to 64. Right. That's the age range. And we're targeting them on Facebook. So just because we're targeting them on Facebook doesn't mean they have to be using Facebook the whole time, right? What Facebook does is it accesses your user data. So if I'm on Google searching for a yacht, Facebook's going to know. Instagram's going to know. And that's how we serve our ads. So we're actually targeting the perfect demographic based on our clients, where they are, you know, where they are in the world, age, gender, all kinds of demographics that we have access to because we're a Facebook data partner. And you would be surprised. I mean, so my dad is in his 70s. He uses Facebook. He uses Instagram, you know, not a lot, mostly to stalk his children, but he's still on there, you know? And yeah, I think you'd be surprised. I've also had conversations where, you know, prospects will say, nope, this is a referral-based only industry. Our clients do not use the internet at all. You know, these owners of Fortune 500 tech companies and so on and so forth. And I just don't believe that's true. And I believe that you should not limit yourself in that, right? Okay, so maybe the owner of the Fortune 500 tech company isn't using Facebook, but you bet his assistant is to look for his next charter opportunity or, you know, next yacht sale. You bet his team is online searching for information because they want to present the most informed decision to the boss. And where do you go when you don't know information? A little computer in your pocket, right? So
absolutely.
I wanted to ask though, is there any, your grandparents, is there any platform that they really resonate with or, you know?
So out of everything, the thing I'm most amazed by is we got them set up on email, and they're quite into cruising as well as yachting and things. And their response rate and how much attention they give these emails is phenomenal. Amazing.
That's like, wonderful.
From being on this side and often designing these kind of campaigns and going, look, if we hit 1% of people, 5% of people, it's a really good campaign. And you should see them, like every email that's coming through, that's it is a marketing email, but it's well targeted to them. They know the history, they know how many cruises they go on and their taste, and the amount they engage with it, they're researching it for like half the day after they've got one of these emails.
Can you write this down? I need this as a testimonial for my business.
Yeah, it's all on. It's recorded and everything. Have a radio and a megaphone.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Email, yeah. Email actually is a very, very good digital tool. I would say most leads come in through our email marketing campaigns for sure, because our clients, you know, give us their email list. So these are people that they already know and respect who probably expect an email to be coming from them. So we get a lot more attention. Email marketing and then Facebook advertising is huge.
Yeah. And as long as it becomes pre-qualified and an opt-in, I mean, obviously you've got GDPR to worry about, but also as soon as they've opted in, that it's no longer this information being forced on you. It's, I want this information, please do give me it. And so I certainly used to think, does this person really want to receive this email? But as long as you think, look, they've opted in, they do have genuine interest in it, then it's worth sending. And the opposite is true. So if they've opted out or you've not given them an opt-in, then yeah, you're dead right. They don't have interest.
Right.
But it's this prospect. It's barking up the wrong tree, I suppose. So how do you see this coming to the industry? So These are great tools and great ideas. But do you often think that it's down to a company level to say, look, now our employees should have these tools. There you go. Or would you put it down to an individual level to kind of take the initiative and say, look, I will perform better. I need to go to my manager, boss, CEO, or even just do it on their own bat. How do you see it happening?
I love this question. So if companies provide their employees or contractors, if they're 1099, like a lot of these yacht sales organizations are, if they provide their people the tools for success, everybody wins, right? The only reason an individual joins a company is to be elevated. It's the company's goal, or should be, to provide these tools and help their people become successful. So like I said before, we get more done as a team and with collaboration. And our company goal at Explore is to elevate the individual, make them more effective and powerful and better at their job, more accessible, more trustworthy, which improves the entire brand overall and accelerates sales, which, you know,
everybody
benefits everyone.
Yeah. And it's so much easier if you picture like that, because I mean, people are selfish. They will look after themselves. I'm afraid that's
survival.
So yeah, it's interesting going for the individual. As long as they really believe in the tool, maybe it's down to them to say, yes, let's do this. And then obviously they're going to have to use it. So it's going to be an hour a week. It's going to have to be some kind of time commitment and educating themselves on that tool before they get any value out of it anyway.
Right. No, and from the brand perspective, like, again, we're just the rudder. Right? Like, we're steering this individual or brand in the right direction, but what your clients and prospects see is you. It's your brand. It's your beautiful marketing content. So we often work with the marketing department to make sure everything's brand approved, because that's something that I've run into, you know, as well. A brand says, well, you know, we've already perfected our brand and our brand identity and our messaging. And I say, no, that's what we use. You know, we'll work together to make it perfect for your business. So it's really a win-win for everyone.
It'll be so interesting what comes after this. I mean, certainly next few boat shows, I imagine the first conversation is, hey, what did you do over lockdown? Business-wise, professionally and socially. And what comes of that will be really interesting. I'm going to look at the stands and see if they've changed their operation. I know the Mets trade just announced a kind of hybrid show. So there will be a physical presence as well as online. I'm trying to be there physically, but I would love to see kind of how that gap is bridged and what tools you come across and what the results are.
It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. Have you seen anything up and coming that's kind of got you going, oh, that's a cool idea, a new little innovation?
Well, I mean, based on that your first flagship Digital Insights segment with Rhea, I've been thinking about how, you know, this virtual boat show that's paid, because you were talking about how if companies give it away for free, people kind of don't assume it's as elevated. Yeah. So how do we do that? There have been a couple brokerages that have, you know, put on these virtual boat shows. I'm seeing a lot more VR, which is very, very cool.
I got overexcited. Well, overexcited, very excited. I got an Oculus Quest. I love it. I went around Burgess's VR tours and a few different companies, and it is good. I think it will get even better. And I'm hoping this comes to life with some kind of, you kind of, I don't know, scan yourself with an AI camera, create an avatar, and then go around some kind of show.
I love that.
Headsets, almost like a game.
How wild.
Sort of thing. It would be amazing. But sorry, go on.
No. I am equally, I share your passion. I'm equally as excited. And I'm just wondering, yeah, like how do we create this experience that feels real, where you can actually, because it's so much the social element as well, right? It's like, you go to the boat show, you see all these incredible things, you meet all these incredible people, you know, that social interaction. So that needs to be a component, where you can actually talk to people. The visual has to be a component. And I don't think boat shows are going to go away for good. I think, you know, I love going to boat shows, even if not from a professional, standpoint. Like I adore the event, right? And everything that comes with it. But in the meantime, we have to be honest with ourselves and we have to take a look at the numbers. There are so many people online today looking for opportunities, you know, to buy boats, to purchase charter opportunities, et cetera. And if you don't meet your clients and prospects, like, that's just such a huge opportunity lost, right? So, and I've also read stats about internet use continuing to increase even after COVID. I think this is just like the way of the world. If you have access to information, you're going to access it, right? Again, little computer in our pocket, you know, with access to whatever we need. Even if you're just browsing, you have so many channels to find out and learn about and people to interact with. So I don't know. I'm excited to see what happens. I feel very grateful because even during this devastating time, I've had great success for my clients. My clients have had so many incoming leads. I mean, you know, the boat business is absolutely booming because people want to get back on the water. They want safe, you know, private travel options. They want to have fun. They want to be inspired, right? And that's what boats do for us. So I've been very fortunate to be able to help people grow their businesses even during this devastating time. So, you know, I'm just counting my blessings and taking it one day at a time.
Cool. Right. Okay. On that note, we will cut it short. Otherwise, we'll go on all afternoon. thank you so much for coming on, Becca. They were amazing insights. You've been listening to Flagship Digital Insights on the Yachting International Radio. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And we will see you again next week. Bye for now.
Thank you, Ben.
See ya. Bye.